fall asleep. I know the enemy is there to try to catch me unaware. But in your body, Lord, I know my soul you'll keep. To have my heart circumcised so that I'm sensitive to your spirit, to be able to hear you when you speak. I want to know when you say go, to obey when you say stay, or stand still, Lord, and see you move for me. This day we're living in, the way you speak, Lord, trumpet is sounding all around. Oh, the day is drawing near. If I'm not close, Lord, I won't hear. Please help me to know that serpent sound. To that you have shown me a better way. Don't ever let me fall asleep. I know the enemy is there to try to catch me unaware. But in your body, Lord, I know my soul you'll keep. I will lay my burdens down and I
follow the Lord. And be at the place that he wants you to be, at the time he wants you to be, you can see clearly. You know what he's taking me and he's going to wash my eyes and my ears and my heart so that I can see? See him as he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now think about it. To see him as he is. Ooh, I don't know what that is. But I desire to see him as he is. I desire to keep on following the Lord. It's been a while. It's been a while. But I'm still here. I'm still trying to get where I need to be. I haven't got there yet. But I'm on my way. He's allowing me to stay. He's engrafted me. And I'm hopefully on the vine to stay. I mean, I say that I am. But who knows what it is that might pluck me off. But I keep on holding steadfast to his word. Holding steadfast to his way. Holding steadfast to what he's given me as he's given it to me. So hopefully I won't get knocked off. I want to stay. I want to make it. I want to go all the way. I follow the Lord. You know, not just because of how I feel, because these old feet, there's a surgery I had last year. Forget it. I went through all that pain, all that money, and then my legs still hurt. So it's not because of my feeling, Brother Sister Crow said. That's not what it is. It's not my feeling. Because no matter how I feel, got to kick the foot on up. Get on up and praise him anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And give him what he's given me. He's given me this opportunity to walk this way. He's given me this opportunity to feel his glory. Hallelujah. And his glory is what keeps me going. Not this physical body, but his glory. I'm just so glad to be here. So glad for our visitors. So thankful for the other people walking in the land today, serving him, lifting him up. We went to the homeschool graduation last week when Brother Jaron and Sister Scholar graduated, and we went to that homeschool graduation. My husband remembered, you know, saw some of the people that we were affiliated with when Leanna was in homeschooling, and he was saying how God's got good people everywhere. You know, as we walk in that we know God gives us more. I praise him for it. Every day I praise him for what he's given me. I lift him up and extol him to the highest for what he's given me. And what he's showing others, if you have a desire down in your heart, I believe God will meet the need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I like what Sister Tally's feeling. She was feeling that in prayer. And I felt it too. Praise the Lord. In fact, I was meditating a little bit and it was in spirit of prayer, and next thing I know, Brother Durham had flipped the lights on, and it's 7:25. And felt good in here. It felt good in here. Isn't it good to be in the house of God? And good to feel this spirit that we feel, and know that with a certainty that it's real. It's not put on, it's not orchestrated. It's heartfelt. It's genuine. Praise God. That's what I love about the body of Christ. You know, somebody said it's better felt than tell. And when you feel it, wow. When you feel what we're talking about, then you know you felt something from God. And just like, you know, these children seeking the Holy Ghost or seeking to press through, and just a desire in their heart and a desire in my heart to draw closer to the Lord, to be led of the Lord, to pray in the Spirit and with understanding, to just be have my steps directed by the Lord. And it starts, you know, it starts for all of us with a few words. Like that song that was sung, just a few words, I will. I will. You know, I will. I will. Just a few words, I will. Who will follow me? I will. Who will go? I will. Who will pray? I will. Who will stay? I will. Just a few words, I will. I will. Praise God. I'm glad I uttered those words a few years back, as a young boy, felt the calling, a drawing on my life to get saved. And I said, I will, thank God. I will, Lord. You know, a lot of people look at serving God as the end. That's, you know, that's the end of their, you know, end of their life. They're carousing, they're drinking, they're carrying on. But it's not the end. Hallelujah. It's the beginning. Praise God. It is the beginning of life. What we thought was life, you know, living out in the world or carrying on, living for yourself, what you think is living isn't living. That's death. The end thereof, the wages of sin is death. That's the end. There's no getting out of that. There's no escaping the condemnation of death. And so, you know, for those that are living for themselves tonight, those that are seeking their own way, those that are doing their own thing and don't care about God's people or gathering themselves together, those that are just kind of following their own path, we already know what the end for them is. It's death. I'm not talking about dying, thank God. I'm talking about living. Hallelujah. I'm talking about feeling the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. I'm talking about feeling that Spirit quicken our mortal body. Oh, hallelujah. Right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Praise God. I'm talking about that Spirit touching us and making us alive and giving us something worth talking about. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that sweet Spirit of God that we feel down in our lives, and we know that it's real. And it's not, you know, it's not something that man can take away. Man can't give it to you, and man can't take it away. There's been many things in my life that have tried to take away this vision that I have. There's been things in my life that have tried to hinder me on my journey. Thank God what God gave me, it's lasted. It's lasted. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's life. It's life. Said he, how did scriptures go? He, whom the Son hath made free, is free indeed. Free indeed. And what, that's just talking about being free from the law of sin and death. Was it Romans 8, I think it is? Says, there is therefore now no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit, who walk after the Spirit. Let's see, I'm getting that mixed up. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. Praise God. Woo! Are you burdened down tonight? Are you heavy laden tonight? Do you feel like that you're bound and got shackles and chains upon you? Well, I got news for you. Thank God there's a law that was given about 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, to God's people. And that law will make you free tonight. Now, I'm not saying that you won't have troubles or trials in your life. We know that there must come trials in our life. There must be things that help us see what we're made out of. Help us see our weaknesses. I had a trial today, and my wife, she had to come rescue me, and I just couldn't see the good in it. But I found some good. I found some good. I was broke down, and I got to break down right by the Dollar General. Now, that's just somebody's dream. It's not my dream, I'm telling you. But for some folks, that would just be awesome. They'd go in and look around and, you know, whatever. Brother Daniels, I might have been too, but I was overcome with grief. I just couldn't find my, I just couldn't do it. But I found the good in it because I was able to get out of the heat and into the air conditioning. How about that? Had a wide parking lot for loading and unloading, all that good stuff. You know, you can find the good by the help of the Lord. But you know, there's some, I work with a guy, I don't think he finds good in anything. And I think the reason why is because he don't have no hope. You know, he's looking death, he's looking the death angel in the face all the time. And because he can't see God, he don't believe in God. Well, he can't see the air he's breathing either, but he believes in it. He can't see the moon, but he believes it. It's hanging up there somewhere. Oh, he can see it with a telescope, I suppose, but he can't just see it with his literal eye. And so he says, well, I can't see him. I don't believe in him. So all he believes in is his own natural strength. Well, you know what? Strength's going to fail. Eyesight's going to fail. Health's going to fail. This body is going to fail. But I'm going to tell you something, who ain't going to fail? That's God. God is not going to fail. And he's got the Spirit of life that he gave as a gift for all of us to have in our lives. He gave that. And he's not going to deny it to you. He took Adam from a handful of dust, and the Bible says that he breathed into him the breath of life. Wow. He took something that was nothing. He took nothing and made it something. He just breathed the breath of life. Is your heart open tonight? Are you looking to feel the breath of God breathe upon you? Are you looking and asking? Are you knocking? Are you seeking to have God give you something that'll quicken your mortal body? Oh, God. Sister Tally was in prayer. I promise you. It was good. I am tonight. Praise God. I want to feel alive. I want to feel that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I want it to quicken my mortal body. I want to come alive, hallelujah. I want to be free from the wages of sin. I want to be free from the condemnation of death. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be made alive in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God tonight. Praise.
It's on? Okay, thank you. Long ago, but not so far away, at the end of an age, child is born, a son is given, was proclaimed that day. Emmanuel, God with us, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, our Father to the end. He walked this earth giving words of life, bringing hope to all it heard. He raised the dead and he healed the sick with just his spoken words. Come unto me that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, our Father to the end. You'll never find a greater friend than Jesus. God loved the world, he gave his son.
Forward to coming to church, because I'll tell you what, I enjoy seeing the people of God, and I enjoy the Spirit and enjoy the Word of God, because I know that is what we're living for, because we want to make it. So I appreciate the Spirit that come in tonight, and it's just so wonderful to know that we can come to church and feel Him. And if I don't feel the Lord, I'll tell you, I get uneasy. Lord, what's wrong around here? Because we got to have the Spirit. We just got to have it. That's all. And so it's just wonderful to be here tonight and to feel the Lord and to know that He's with us. He's here to assist us and to help us, and to know that He brought us among His wonderful people to let us to hear the Word of God, and to know that we can sink our teeth in it, and to know that it's the real thing. It's the real thing. I never will forget when I was just a young girl and I said, Lord, I'd like to know what is the right way. And I didn't have any idea what the Lord would do for me. I'm just a teenager, and I really wanted the Lord. And I said, Lord, what is the right way? Would you show me? And I didn't know that someday that He would do that very thing for me, and brought a man of God amongst us that told us things. I was kind of like the woman that she said, I think she went back in the city and said, Come here, said, there's a man that can tell us all things, can tell you all things. And I'll tell you what, I've experienced that since I've been among this people. I've heard things that it just made sense to me. And I thought, Lord have mercy. I just didn't know that existed, but it was wonderful to hear the Word of God and to hear it really explained to you that you can know that it's the real thing. So tonight I appreciate the Lord and glad to see some of our old friends here tonight. Boy, this makes you feel good. And then we're glad to have Sister Tiffany. She's just been a good girl to come right on to church, and we've been having some good conversations, and so she's liking what she's feeling. And I'll tell you what, if you don't, like someone said, you feel there's something wrong with your feeler. It's not doing good. So anyway, it's good to be here tonight and to feel the Lord. And I look forward to coming and seeing the people of God. And I don't ever want to get where that I won't be interested in coming to church. And they say that when you get old, that that you get tired and you won't care about going to church like you used to. But so far, I haven't reached that yet. I'm not even looking for it. So I'm ready to be here. Like Sister Tally said, I come for feel good and I come for feel bad. And I mean, in my body, not bad spirit. I don't try to bring my bad spirits up here, because we don't need that around here. But anyway, I just really appreciate the Lord, and He's done so much for me, and to let me come among this people and hear the wonderful words of life. And I'll tell you what, I want to stay on the job as long as I can. It's just like working around the place. I had one of my neighbors today to stop by, and I was at the mailbox and just turned around and seen a car stopped, and I thought, well, I guess it's someone trying to sell me something or something like that. But it was my neighbor. I never had met her. And of course, I'd been working in the yard, and she said, I just wanted to stop and meet you and tell you how much I appreciate your nice clean yard. And said, and they have a private fence. And she said, I've been looking through the cracks at your backyard and your garden. I thought, oh, have you? And so I said, and she said, you got a beautiful yard. I said, well, I try to keep it clean and all. And so we began talking and all. And I thought, well, at least I'm glad that I got a clean yard for my neighbors to see. But I'd like to give her something else if she'd give me a chance, and maybe sometime she will. But anyway, God is so good to us, and it's so wonderful to be here and to be with the people of God. And I thought, Lord, help us to reach up higher, to come up on a higher level with the Lord. And because you know what? We've got something real. And if you portray that, somebody else will want it. You know what I mean? And so I thought, Lord, help us. Not, I don't mean to put on, because I don't like no put on stuff. I like the real and genuine. And I thought, you know, when you're enjoying something, someone else see it. Well, they want that too and all. And so that's just the way that I like to not to put it on, but to really show people that it is a wonderful life to live for the Lord. I know every year when we get the paper, about Christmas time, they advertise a movie about a wonderful life and all. I thought, oh, brother, they don't know what a wonderful life is. I mean, living for God is a wonderful life. Now, if you live for Him, but now if you just fool around, well, that's not too good. But if you get down to business with God and live for the Lord, it's a wonderful life to know that the treasures that's laid up for us. So tonight, I'm looking forward to the great things of God. And so it's just so good to be here again tonight. And even though I've worked hard this week, I just feel so good tonight. I don't feel my age at all, and I sure hope I don't act it. I don't want to act like a teenager, but I'll tell you what. When I feel good, I like to feel it. So tonight, I really feel good in my soul. So it's good to be here.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for having the opportunity to come back. I've been out of town, but I truly thank God for just coming back in the house of God. Sister Crow, she always keep me encouraged. She called me at least twice a week, and I thank God for her, you know, because when I came in here, she showed me love, and she showed me kindness, and I wanted to be here. So I just thank God for each and every one that's here tonight, and I praise the Lord for my life. He saved me at the age of 19, and I haven't looked back. I just kept going forward. So I just thank God for that. You know, truly is an awesome life to live for Him. And I can tell everywhere I go, amen. And I thank God for, you know, that His light shining inside of me. You know, when I go places, people will see a difference about me. So I thank God for that, because living for Him is so awesome, man. Giving your life to Him is awesome. And I just thank God, you know, I am a true testimony, amen. You can live saved and be young. Amen. You can live out there and truly give your life to Christ. So I ask y'all to keep praying for me and my family. Amen. Pray that the Lord to keep blessing me, to stay strong, and just keep, you know, just keep doing the work for God. That's what I want to do. I just love enjoying the Spirit of God. I enjoy that. I enjoy Him lifting, you know, lifting my spirit up, and I enjoy the love and kindness that God gives to me. So I ask y'all to keep praying for me and my family as we grow stronger in Him.
Prayer and the band struck up and the songs, and it's a good feeling coming back into church again. Give you a little report. Sunday night we had the youth service, and typically youth service, at least the ones we've had so far, only last about, you know, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And we were expecting, you know, okay, it's Mother's Day, we want to have service and get something good from the Lord, but then let's go home and let's appreciate our mothers and let's appreciate our families. And so we start service and we get going. And Brother Phil opened, and we were just sharing part of our testimonies. A couple of us got up and gave a little bit of our testimonies and tried to encourage the younger youth. And service ended up being 2 hours long. And we're like, well, so much for going home early. Oh, well, because the Lord had other plans. And it truly was. It was a great service. Hearing some of the testimonies just reminded me, hearing Caleb's testimony and Brother Phil's testimony, and Zach also talked. It's a real encouragement, you know, to come in and know that you can draw strength. And Sister Tiffany was talking about that, being encouraged, and the feeling you get when you gather with God's people. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I don't want to give that up. And as Sister Tally was saying, Lord, you know, let me stay on the vine. Let me stay keep what I've got so far. I don't want to lose it. And I think we said this here recently, I don't want to become complacent, but I want to continue growing in the Lord. I don't want to get ahead of Him, like Sister Tally said, and I don't want to get behind Him. I want to follow on with the Lord. And I'm thankful for that chorus that we were singing, because I do want to follow the Lord. And it seemed like the two songs that we sang just fit perfectly, because I was thinking during the first song, I'm in the transition of what am I doing with my life? And my job and school and trying to get back moved out on my own and get stable on my feet. And it's like every door that I seem like it's going to open, it was closed. And it's like, okay, well, this apartment complex has an opening. Oh, wait, their rent is like $800 a month for one bedroom. That's no go. You know, and I'm like, well, maybe I can look into renting a townhouse. No, that's not going to work. And so finally, I'm sitting here waiting and looking at all my options. And I still don't exactly have an answer. I wish I had an end to that testimony, but I don't have an answer just yet. I will certainly get back with you on that. But the Lord has, he has done so much for me. I was starting to think with my job, I started to work a second part-time job and working two part-time jobs, going to school full-time, working in a scholarship office and having students, freshman students that report to me each week. So keeping up with their schoolwork and then church, which is not a hindrance or a burden. It's a blessing. But I mean, just all these things seem to add up over time. I said, okay, Lord, I've just got to cut some of this out. I've got to cut some of this out. So next year, I decided that I wasn't going to continue working in my with my scholarship group, and that would give me more free time. And then I quit my second part-time job, so I just worked at the bank. But I was like, Lord, I'm just, we live so far out, gas and then other expenses, and just, you know, wanting to be a kid and go out and hang out with your friends and go to Starbucks and all these other things, it adds up, you know. And I was thinking, Lord, how am I going to move out? How am I going to get stable on my feet if, you know, where I'm at, I'm not paying rent and I'm just, you know, getting by? And I couldn't find a part. I was looking for a full-time job with a physical therapy center because that's what my degree is going to be in. And I just, nothing was opening up. And then I said, okay, I'm just going to let it go. I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'm not going to, you know, look for any more job openings. Obviously, the Lord is saying, stay, don't move. And that's what the song was talking about, you know, to be sensitive to the Spirit and know what the Lord is wanting in your life. Because, you know, I don't want to seek something so much that the Lord just gives it to me to teach me a lesson that's not his plan for my life. You know, I want to stay in the Lord's will. If it's not the Lord's will for me to move out yet, if it's not the Lord's will for me to go full time, what is your will? What do you want me to do? And so I was praying that prayer, and I believe it. I can't remember what the service was about, but we had a really good service, and I really felt the Lord's covering. And I went to work the next day just feeling good on the Lord, and somebody called me from our call center with Metropolitan, and they said, have you checked the intranet yet? And I said, well, no. And he goes, we have a full-time position opening up, and the hours are 10 to 7, and they'll work with your school. And no weekends except once every like 6 weeks, and it'd be a pay increase, it'd be a promotion, I'd get benefits and all these other things. And it just all of a sudden the Lord just answered that prayer just like that when I said, I'm done with it. It's yours, Lord. This is whatever your will is for my life, take over. And he did. He just came straight into my life as soon as I let him. And you know, we talk about that so much, about just giving over to the Lord. And it's so simple, and we say that so much. I remember when I was praying to get the Holy Ghost right down here during one of our youth meetings, someone said, just give it over to the Lord. And, you know, you hear that so much, you think it's so easy, but it's not. It's really not. And especially when you're strong-willed and you want to do things your way, it's not easy. And so when I finally just let the Lord have it, and I said, you know, whatever you want for my life, Lord, I'll give it over to you. And the next day, he answered that prayer, and he showed up, and he gave me something that I wasn't even looking for. And on top of that, a job that'll work around school. I have, because of science classes, they give you weird times for all your classes and your labs. And the manager called me. He said, whatever your schedule is, we'll work with it. And that is just a blessing. You don't get that full time very often. You don't get that flexibility. And to stay in the environment that I've been in with Metropolitan, you know, I'm going to be learning a new system, but I don't have to meet a bunch of new people. And am I going to fit in? Am I going to like my coworkers? Are they going to like me? You know, the Lord just answered the prayer. He just does it. And so I'm just so thankful tonight for that. I'm so thankful for that I was taught at an early age to follow the Lord and to listen to the Lord. And, you know, when it's not easy, give it over to him because he's got a plan. And if you'll just stay on the vine, if you'll just continue to follow him. And I think we were talking about that at youth service the other night. If you'll just keep coming back, if you'll just keep trying again. We ended with the song, I'll Try Again. And it really blessed some of the youth. And I was playing, and as I was playing, I just couldn't help but cry because I was just thinking, Lord, how many times have I, you know, wanted to give up? But I just, something inside me said, just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. When you don't want to, just follow me and I'll make a way. And he did that. He made a way for me. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for the Spirit that we feel here. I didn't want to let the Spirit go out, and I didn't want to, you know, miss another opportunity to praise the Lord for what he's done.
It's been a long time that we haven't visited the church. And I see faces here that I remember. I remember visiting this church with my brother, Brother Valdez. And at that time, I remember one of the sisters asked me to come to the front to pray for me. And I didn't know the Lord at that time. And when she came to me, and she invited me to, and I said, "You take your hands away from me. Don't touch me." I didn't know nothing about Jesus, even though there's a promise in the Bible that says, "Believe in Jesus Christ and your household shall be saved." And my mother was a believer. And she went to be with the Lord, but she didn't see me walking with Jesus. But it came to pass. 9 years after my mom passed away, I did come to know the Lord. And I thank him tonight for being here. In behalf of my husband and I, it feels good to be in the house of the Lord. And seeing that people are still alive and still praising him. And it's all about him. It's nothing about us. He's coming. We can see it. Every news that you see on TV is just around the corner. He's coming. I heard one time that the Bibles were being taken away from the churches. And I think that time is here already. A lot of people have them on their phones. You don't even know whether they're reading the Bible or not. Too busy testing people. You don't even know, but he does. He does. I think I'm the only person that don't have a cell phone. I don't want one. I don't need one. All I need is this map. This is showing me where to go. And I want to thank the Lord for bringing us from home, from South Texas. And we're visiting. I don't know if we'll stay here all this week or not, but we're traveling this week. And I want to say that I'm thankful because at the beginning of the year, Fidel and I, we had never been sick before. We didn't know what it was to be sick. I never have been to a doctor. I remember a lady asking me, do you have sugar? I said, yeah, I'll buy 10 pounds so it can last for the month. She was talking about sugar in my blood. And I said, no, I'm not diabetic. I don't claim it. So I don't have it. I'm not against medicine, but Jesus said that he's a healer. He hasn't changed. We changed, but he hasn't. But this coming year, it hit me. And I thought our ministry was over. But that was my thought. We're still here. And I was enjoying what sister was saying just now. I remember saying that the gospel was for the young people. I mean for the old people, excuse me. I used to say the gospel, the Bible, all this is for the old people. I thought I was going to stay young forever. Oh, how wrong I was. But I just want to praise him for being here tonight and seeing all of y'all. I love my niece, and I'm glad that I got to see her one more time. And my sister, thank you for giving me these moments just to share this with y'all. We love y'all, and just pray for us so we can continue just until the day he comes for us. That's all. God bless y'all.
You know, I want to give my praise to God tonight, how thankful I am. Kind of give the Lord a report on our youth service Sunday night. I mean, like I said, I wasn't really feeling it or anything, but we got there, and probably one of the best youth services we've had upstairs, downstairs, and youth meeting. To me, it was really moving. One of those things we're talking about. Mother's Day, the brand was saying you expect to go an hour, 30, 45 minutes, and we kind of cut out. 2 hours later, we're still going, thinking, where's the time go? What happened? And one of the things we talked about was what an opportunity we have to be serving here. That's what I was thinking. Friends, people come and go, and things happen, and world events. You know what? We still have a rock of salvation to go to. And that's something inspiring to think about. No, there's a rock. There's a city of refuge that we can go walking toward. You know, this is where we're safe. We're children of the King. We are under His umbrella, His refuge. That's one thing, like I've talked about in the youth service, one thing I'm most fearful of is being outside of God's covering. You know, we're God's children. His royal blood flows through our veins. And you start thinking about that. You know, a mother, a father protects their child. And, you know, He protects us. You know, a lot of things you don't think about. A lot of things, you know, things that happen. And you don't know. You kind of put it as, oh, it's just luck. No, that's not just luck. We're just children of the King. You know, I'm thankful for that. And it's one thing you got to think about is, you know, how blessed we are. I know I'm going to keep saying that over and over again. How blessed we are. How we can come here and worship, and how we can come here. And we got brothers and sisters. You know what? A lot of these people, they're not my blood relatives, but they're closer than blood relatives. They're my church family. They're my church blood. And you start, I got family that are blood. And you start thinking, how close I am with them. I'm not. I'm closer to people here than I am with my own family sometimes, or all the time. There's family out there I don't ever talk to. There's people here I see on a regular basis, and who are pillars to me, and people I can go to and run to. You know, they can hold up my hands when things get bad. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is when the Israelites were fighting the Amalekites or the Philistines, one of the two. You know, Moses' hands got tired, and he started going down. And you know what? The other team started winning. They scored a touchdown. And then you know what? Then Aaron lifted up his hands, and they started winning again. They scored two touchdowns on a kickoff return. And you start thinking, you know, all these people you can come to, and they're going to lift you up, and they're going to help you when times get rough. You know, there's people in the world, when I graduated high school and went to college, those people, yeah, they're there right then, but very few are here right now. Everybody that was here when I was in church, when I graduated high school, kindergarten, they're still here. You know, I'm thankful for that. I can go back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting Brandon in my life and keeping him here. Don't get all red on me. And then Aunt Ned, Jody, is all these people that have been here. They're strong. They're pillars in my life. You know what? There's somebody I can look up to. Phil's one of those peoples that peoples, but that I can look people. One of those persons I've looked up to ever since he came back to church. That's how I remember the first time I got the Holy Ghost. Sitting right up there, and he's breaking down that pride, breaking down that couch. And you know, that's the hardest part. Like Brandon said, when you're hard-headed and strong, you don't want to. I mean, you want to be strong. You think, nah, I don't know who crying for sissies, whatever. And you know, and Phyllis said, you want to go up there? And that was a little shove I needed. And ever since then, that's all she wrote. I'm thankful I'm in this. You know, I was one of those late bloomers. You know, I mean, you know, people in the church, he's here being 8, 9 years old, getting the Holy Ghost. I waited till I was like 13, 14 to get it. And you know what? I'm thankful. I'm glad I have that testimony. That I struggled with it a little bit. I was talking to youth about people who have an easy time serving, you know, God, other people, have an easy time with life. They're not a testimony. They're not somebody you can look for and you can draw inspiration from. It's the people who struggle and overcome that you can really draw inspiration from. You know, these people, I mean, I was listening to a guy named Joel Osteen. He's one of these satellite preachers. I mean, he's a, you know, vanilla coating preacher. I never heard him even say anything bad. And everything is good. You know, he always just tries to, he's not an inspiration to me. I mean, yeah, he says some good stuff, but you know what? Just seeing where everything he says, it's not a struggle. It's not something bad happened to someone. One of the greatest books in the Bible to me is Job. How much he struggled, how much he fought, and because he lost everything. But I think his greatest anguish was not being able to find God through all those things, not being able to find God. And all those things going around him. And you know what? He trusted God. He put his hand to the plow and kept his nose to the grindstone, kept going on. You know what? Everything got filled over twice. You know, I want to be, sometimes I get down and discouraged. I think the world's falling around apart me. You know, people getting shot and this and that. You know what? I'm a child of the King. Why should I worry about that? What's going on? You know, this world, and it may be falling apart around it, but you know what? We have a city of refuge to run to. That's something to be thankful for. You start thinking about all the people in this world running around with a hole in their heart, not knowing how to fix it. A certain kind of hole, trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. It just doesn't fit. Ain't nothing fits. But you know what the cross fits. You know what Jesus Christ fits. You know you can walk around and you see people with sad looks in their face, and they don't know what they're working towards. They're just walking. They're just working. You know what? I know what I'm working for. I know what I'm working toward. I know what I'm doing in my life. And you know what? I want to keep on going.
I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. For the things that I need, I will lean on you. When I don't know just what to do, I've got the faith you're gonna see me right on through. You supply my every need. I lean on you.
find out to preach tonight. And I had to save it for next time. No, I was thinking, though, was tonight there were several things going through my mind, but one of the things I was thinking about is a interview with a 109-year-old Holocaust survivor. And this guy was asking her, he said, you know, you know, you've lived a long time. What can you tell us, you know, to, you know, a secret to life? She says, she had that strong European accent, I always look for the good in everything. She goes, I know there's bad. I know it's there. But I don't choose to look at that. I choose to look at the good. And I thought, well, that's wisdom right there, coming from somebody who went through some of the most horrible things that you could go through in your lifetime. But she still thinks she's not a victim. She's thinking about the good. I want to welcome. They made themselves a welcome, Sister Roglin and Brother Sister Garcia tonight. And just made themselves right at home. I appreciate them being here tonight. We still got Sister Street back there. Boy, wasn't that some good chicken she made up Sunday for us? That was tasty. And we got the Wallaces here tonight, Brother and Sister Wallace. We're glad to have them here tonight. Arthur Vaughn, Brother AV, I call him. he's here now. We're glad to have him. He's just a regular though, and always an encouragement. Always a got a smile on his face, and I think he's always looking for the good. And I appreciate that about him. Let's pray tonight before we go home. Want to pray? There's several are sick tonight. Brother Mark Boyd, my wife is sick. Brother Henry, Sister Golden. It's been to the doctor twice this week. Plus, she has a tooth root canal done on top of that. And Spencer had braces. His mouth is really, really sore. They went back and got them, checked him out. And Dad's sick. So you may come home early. He's real sick. Okay. So before we go home, Mom, Dad's sick. Okay. Let's just say a prayer for those needs tonight before we go home. We'll be dismissed afterwards. So Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We ask you to send a healing balm down to those who are sick tonight. Comfort them, encourage them, and help them who are sick. We thank you, Lord, for all the good things that you've done. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for our visitors tonight. We appreciate for all the good words tonight. Everything that was said here, all the good songs, Lord. We appreciate your servants lifting you up and exhorting us in your name. Hallelujah, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God. Hallelujah.